Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. And today is October 18th. Happy birthday, Bill. Bill is our second, and he's celebrating 59 years. Young, where did the time go? Now, darlings, get your pen and pad out, because today's mantra, over and over and over again, I am worthy. I am worthy. If you're willing to look at another person's behavior toward you as a reflection of the state of their relationship with themselves, rather than a statement about your value as a person, then you will, over a period of time, cease to react at all. Write down. We teach people how to treat us. And another mantra that I just love is, what you think of me is really none of my business. And remember, every thought you have, whether you criticize or compliment, it's out there in the universe and it comes right back at you. I believe in karma. And when you criticize or compliment, you're describing yourself. Think about that now. When you criticize or compliment, you're describing yourself. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good day. Ova. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I love giving a voice to my passion. Hey, when you're meditating, has the thought ever come up that you could be the star of your very own live half-hour show on internet radio? What do you have? What story do you have? What aha moment do you have that you would love to share with the world? The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. You don't have to be a professional, because you're going to be under my direction. You could be an entrepreneur, solopreneur, business owner. So I'm asking, does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? You do know that my mission and passion is to change, redefine the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. I want more and more people to know that even though we're living longer, we're not necessarily living better. The quality of life eludes many, and it doesn't have to be that way. Why do I want to share my unnatural methods and techniques with the world? They're easy to learn, and they could change your life. They're all natural. And once you've learned them, you're on your way to discovering how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Imagine a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. Come on. I love sharing my perception of aging. It can be redefined. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, and intellectualized, but never, ever glamorized. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome after 60 and beyond? I just love giving a voice to my passion. It's a call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50-year-old. And it's all in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's self-published. Log on, Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio at SBC Global. You could get the e-book or soft copy. Oh, sidebar. Darling, there's a glitch in my email. And if you did email me and I haven't responded, it's because AT&T is, they're trying to figure out what happened and why I'm not able to access my email. But I digress. Let's give a voice to your passion. You're the star. It could be a half hour, could be an hour. It could be 15 minutes. You could have one show. You could have 20 shows. But now think about it. Imagine sharing your story with the world your way. Did you know that internet radio is a powerful marketing tool? It's exploding. Now you have to get in touch with me because I become your outside advocate. And we choose your day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And, of course, we could do it on Monday, too. I work with you on content, and the time is flexible. Of course, there is a one-time modest fee for each show. And the more shows you book, you get a discount. I look forward to working with you. Now, once your show is on the air live, it then is archived. I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, darling, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. It will be my pleasure. But we need to talk. We need to talk. Live with Kathy. I want you to know that you are worthy. I just love reminding all of you, when you criticize or compliment, you're describing yourself. And I love to describe my sponsor. Yes, you could have a 30-second, a 60-second commercial on Live with Kathy, plus your own half-hour show. But I want you to feel the energy. Oh, the Women Iron Workers had their big convention at McCormick Place on October 15th, which was, by the way, my birthday. What a celebration. We're still celebrating the entire month. And then Bill's birthday is today. And on the 25th, our daughter Cindy, her birthday is. But I want you to feel the energy of the sisterhood and the brotherhood. Ironworkers Impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada, the Dompillon of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge and recognize them, male and female, as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. So you log on ironworkers.org. And then remember the CD, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then I introduce you to the talent and the creativity of the ironworkers. And then I segue down into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the graceful movements of the swan. And, of course, you could get the CD by getting in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And remember, if you want to look into the trades, you have to qualify, so log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. www.teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, the Beau Vivant Wire Art Sculpture and Leather Works. He creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs, hand-built to your specifications, to your desires. Christmas is coming, birthdays, anniversaries. Do you want to find out more about Iron Age? Contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, and keep in mind that each design is custom created for the individual. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, hey, come on, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, anger, trauma, toxicity, they release toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging and sometimes death. Hey, when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Do you want to find out all of my natural secrets and techniques? Email Kathy Studio at SBC Global. The ebook is available and the soft copy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by an author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, you could get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And do you know that 2 hours into sleep at night, your brain and body talk to each other? Are you embracing positive energy with power? Or are your thoughts TNT, toxic, negative thinking? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. They're exploding. And I know you've heard me tell you this time and time again, because I just think it was a stroke of luck that at the age of 25, I created my own home-based business, Hats by Kathy in the world of haute couture. Now you need the formula. Why do they fail? Because no one has a blueprint. And the beauty of being the CEO of your very own business is. You don't have to invest huge capital. And it's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in you. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? It's a marvelous way to introduce your children to the magic and the power of money. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's mantra, worthy. What you think of me is none of my business. And don't you believe everything you think. You know what has come up for me? Two of the songs. You know, this one phrase, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I want to eliminate that. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, yes, they will. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. No, 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 no. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life becomes my dream. You are the creator of your life. Can you believe that? You are the creator of your life. So are you in the habit of feeling unworthy and that habit is keeping you from living a life that is thriving? When you got up this morning, there was a space for you to fill on this planet Earth. If you don't fill it, who will? And darlings, who will? And we're all in the habit of toxic, negative thinking. We've learned it from birth. Our parents didn't know, and the awareness. We're really becoming very, very aware that we are the product of our thinking. You see, how could you possibly feel good about yourself if you're constantly putting yourself down? Sometimes are your stories of being unworthy keep you from a life that is thriving? You know, we all have habitually fallen into thoughts that we should focus on how I'm not enough and will never be enough. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. Thank goodness. Through the philosophy of science of mind, and it was a blessing that I was led to it years ago, has taught me not to believe everything that I think. And I'll tell you another reason why I love giving a voice to my passion. It keeps me on the straight and narrow. I, too, sometimes will get off the beaten track. Don't get caught up spending a lot of time making meaning about other people's behavior toward you. It's you. It's your life, darling. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. It's habit. Write down every single thought that you're having today. Thank goodness for science of mind. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. While cues to think these unworthy thoughts are often sourced from inside of me, I also notice that I get caught up in spending a lot of time making meaning about other people's behavior toward me. Additionally, like everyone else, I have had people tell me that they just plain don't like me. No, I haven't had that. Or they've been frustrated by my words or behavior. I've overcome that. I have surpassed that. No, I want to remind you that when you're faced with eternal or external criticism or plain dislike of yourself, your heart just shuts down. And the only thing that could shut down your heart is you. And you're the only one who can revive it. So you have to, if you want to discover that the way back into your heart after such an interaction has to do with an honest assessment of any mistakes. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts right now? What are your thoughts? What have you learned making amends and forgiving and recognizing? Why would you make anyone, why would you give them permission to make you wrong? Because you see, when someone is making you wrong, they're really talking about themselves. Remember, what you think of me is none of my business. And every comment that you make, every thought that you have, defines who you are. You got to get back on track to restore yourself to yourself. You have to breathe through your compassionate heart. And remember the mantra, I am worthy. Are you worthy? Did you ever stop to think that you are a divine person and a mental broadcasting station? And that messages are going out from you in all directions, even while you're asleep? I told you the mind and the body talk to each other 2 hours into sleep. And before you go to bed at night, you just give thanks for the glorious day. And just feed your heart and your soul with wonderful positive messages. And since everything moves in circles, the messages you broadcast will come back to you. What you put out there is exactly what you will get back. Yes. Now listen to me. Whether or not we know it, we are all broadcasting stations. Our thoughts, feelings, emotions, our faith, fears, tend to make an imprint on our environment, whether it's during the day or at night when you're sound asleep. We are also receiving sets, but it does not follow that we must tune into every program being broadcast. We have the ability and the power to turn it off. Criticism, that's not the truth for me. The truth is, I am worthy. I am amazing. I am a wonderful human being. When we want to listen to a certain program, don't we turn on our radios to its wavelength? The program already is within the ether in the room, but it does not affect our instrument until we tune into it. Our mind is like a radio. What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking? Isn't it fascinating to think that we are both mental broadcasting stations and receiving? And it will even be more wonderful when we learn to broadcast only the kind of messages that we wish to have in return. You, my dear, are the creator of your life. And in the natural process of evolution, one day, one week, one month, one year, what are you thinking right now? What are you thinking right now? What messages are you thinking? Unless our vision reaches higher, broader, and deeper than the state which we wish to change, how can we hope to change? We're so convoluted, aren't we? We're so in the process of, we're in the habit of negative thinking, and it's a habit, and we don't know how to break it. Yes, be aware. Write it down. If we come confused by the suggestion of appearance, real as it is, actual as it must be considered to be in the human experience, how can we hope to transform it? It's not suggestion, but inner transformation heals. What are you thinking? We do not deny that any helpful suggestion is good. Just as we would affirm that an attitude of trust is certainly better than one of doubt, hope is more. We do not deny that always we are receiving suggestions from some source. Write it down. What we affirm is this. Is a divine presence in the universe which manifests itself through the object to which we give our attention. What are you thinking? You are the captain of your thoughts. And that it manifests itself at the level of our own consciousness about that thing to which we give our attention. You're not paying attention. You are in such the habit of negative thinking. Look, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Can you be aware? And how are you going to be aware? By writing it down. I have a pen and pad alongside of me. Whether I'm riding in a car, and certainly now I don't drive, but if I'm a passenger. Are you skilled in the art of living fully? What are your thoughts? TNT or PEP? Toxic negative thinking? PEP, power and energy. Can you take control? I'm inviting you to take control of your life. You're listening to Life with Kathy. Log on to the website, simply ageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. And be sure and click on all of the buttons. And don't forget the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Our bags are packed. And then segue down, click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And then choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs available at Author House. Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa, Come Traverse the Maasai Mara and the Serengeti with me. It's available at Ex Libris and Amazon. And when you're on Amazon, be sure and click on 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. You see, together, with a grateful heart and intention, we all want you to enjoy your life like it is golden. And we want to open ways before you and want you to understand that you have the power to truly enjoy your life like it is golden. You are worthy. I am. I want you to embrace the virtuoso within. Au revoir.